Yes, they better. Your winner today for Song of the Day, Live the Web Girl, went with Sugar Sugar. Tomorrow's going to be a throwback Thursday. I think Friday for Song of the Day, we're going to do famous or trending TikTok songs that we like. But hey, you got an idea maybe for later in the next week? Why don't you hit us up right now? We really appreciate those DMs. They help us a ton. It's Joe and Mackenzie. All right, let's get into it. What we're into. I'm into it. I like it.
That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you,
I can barely breathe. We got a lot of good stuff today we want to share with you. And of course, we'll put this all together on a blog, which you can check out, joeandmackenzie.com, or really easy on your phone, text JAM, like Joe and Mackenzie, J-A-M, to 52140. I'll give you a link to your phone. For me, I'm going with A Place to Float. That's where we got to go yesterday, me living Pork Chop. And you go in, it's very relaxing, you take a shower, you hop into one of these little pods or a pool, and you can have sound, no sound, light, darkness, whatever you want. And you pretty much sit in all this Epsom salt and water. It's like 95 degrees, it's so warm. And you just relax. It is almost, to me, the experience, I don't remember it exactly, of like floating in the womb as a baby. And I'll tell you what, with a dude that suffers from anxiety and is always stressed out, Mackenzie, I was so relaxed. It was incredible. I want to do it again.
I think you and Linz, your beautiful wifey, should do this for Valentine's Day.
Totally. Oh, by the way, you're nude. It feels so cool.
So I read stuff about it, and I think there's some places where you can float actually together.
You could hold hands and float.
With your significant other, but they do say no flipping pancakes.
No promises. By the way, that could kind of turn into like a little Titanic kind of a moment. Like we're in there. I'm like, Lindsay, I'll never let go.
And then
she'll let me drown in the thing of Epsom salt. Okay, that was just being a little stupid. I apologize. That's what I was into, though. And once again, this will be up at joemackenzie.com. What about you, Mackenzie? What are you into this week?
Ooh, there is a really cool event coming up on Sunday, March 8th. It is called Spin for Heroes, benefiting the Heroes Foundation. And one of my near and dear best friends, Molly Tittle, is on the line, and she is going to tell us a little more about it. Good morning, girly.
Good morning.
Okay, so let's spread the word about this really, really cool event that's coming up.
Yes, thank you so much for helping us spread the word for this awesome opportunity to raise funds to beat cancer. The Spin for Heroes, powered by Roche, is a two-pronged fitness event promoting cancer prevention and raising funds to support the Indiana cancer community. And you can participate in two different ways. On-site, like you mentioned, on March 8th, which happens at the Indiana Farm Bureau Football Center, better known as the Colts Complex. It is a indoor-style team spinning event featuring spin leaders. I'll be there. I think it's like my fifth or sixth year, so I'm super excited. Awesome music, lots of great food, prizes, bounce houses for kids. It's a really fun one-day event. And then the other way, which is super awesome, if you can't be here in Indianapolis, you can participate remotely. And then, you know, many of us have these New Year's resolutions that involve fitness. This is a great way to stay motivated with it. You choose any type of fitness activity, and you complete it between January and March. You go online, you create your little web page all through the website, and raise funds, and you'll help accomplish your own fitness goal, you know, help really keep yourself healthy, trying to prevent cancer yourself, and then all with the support in mind of helping the larger cancer community with what Heroes Foundation does.
Amazing. And Liv, see, this is right up your alley.
I know. Spin
for 4 hours. Molly's an incredible, I mean, she's my best friend, an incredible human, but she also has participated for many years. And Molly, where can everybody find more info for Spin for Heroes?
Yes, absolutely. www.heroesfoundation.org. This specifically is in their event section, so it's /events.
Perfect. All right, girl. I'm into it.
We'll
I can't
put a link
wait.
Up at joemackenzie.com.
Yes. Thank you, Molly.
Thanks so much. We'll see you guys there.
All right.
Cool. What about you, Live the Web Girl? What are you into?
Okay, so I am into a song, which I'm sure some of you guys have already heard, but if you haven't, it's Halsey's new song. It's so good. It just gets me going. It like lifts my energy, and also it like has a good message. Like if just don't have time for people who aren't going to be there for you. It's called You Should Be Sad. I want to start this out and say, I gotta get it off my chest. Got no anger, got no malice, just a little bit of regret. No, nobody else will tell you, so there's some things I gotta say. Gonna jot it down and then get it out, and then I'll be on my way. No, you're not half the man you think that you
It was like, yeah!
Yeah, yes. It gets me so pumped up. It's so good.
All right. What about you, Chops?
We thought about G-Eazy, by the way.
Yes, I'm there's
assuming.
Like a billion rumors that's be. About G-Eazy. It
has to be.
Yes, it's about G-Eazy.
Yeah.
There's a song that I'm into.
Can you turn your microphone on?
There's a song that I'm into, and it's called The Bones by Maren Morris. And I like it because it's very inspirational. And it makes me feel good in a good mood. Like, just, you know, like, you're strong. You can do anything. And who was it? I think it was my boyfriend. He was like, I could see, like, a 10-year-old girl waking up for school and listening to this song to pump
I
her
love
up.
This
Lucy
song.
Loves this song.
Well,
and
there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Within the home stretch of the hard times, we took a hard left, but we're all right. Yeah, life sure can try to put love through it, but we built this right, so nothing's ever gonna move it. When the bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could peel, the glass could shatter. Let it rain, 'cause you and I remain the same. When there ain't a crack in the foundation, baby, I know when it's gone, we're facing. When the cold ride over while we stay, but the house don't fall when my bones are good.
Oh, so good. Maren Morris, a little dynamo. She's also pregnant, by the way.
Congratulations to the early baby coming. You can check it out at joanmckenzie.com. What's coming up in the tea?
It's all over. They are officially donezo. Plus, the rock star that's now selling sports bras.